Tina, you really ready?
Yes, I'm here.
Let me turn it over to you and let you give us our opening selection.
Okay. With my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord, with my hand lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord.
God bless you.
All right. Thank you for the connection.
You're welcome.
Will be done by Lorraine Jones.
Good evening, everyone. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come to you as humble as we know how. Father, we come to you just to tell you thank you. Thank you, Lord, for touching us this morning with your finger of love. Thank you for the blood that is still yet running warm in our veins. Thank you for that use of our activities of our limbs, Lord. Father, we thank you for how you just kept us, Lord, kept your loving arms around us all through the day, God, kept us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Now, Father, we ask that you bless in the Bible study tonight, Lord. Bless the teacher, Lord. Bless the ones that are on the line. Bless every home that is represented tonight, Lord. Father, we thank you, we praise you, and we give you glory. Father, we ask that you forgive us for all our sins, knowingly and unknowingly, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we ask that you bless our teacher, Lord. Pour into her as she pour into us. Father, give us a heart of understanding, a mind of receiving and knowing that you are God, and without you there is none other. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise you, and we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
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 Thank you, Lorraine. Okay, I'd like to welcome everybody back to Thursday night Bible study. And we're going to continue our lesson with talking with God. And tonight, I'm teaching going to be Reverend Maddie, and we're going to turn right over to her.
Okay, thank you, bro. Praise God. Good evening, everyone.
This is good evening.
It's a blessed opportunity for us to come together. And as Tina said, bless the Lord. As we lift up our hands, our voices, our hearts, the whole purpose of coming together is to bless him and to learn how to use the gifts he's given us that we can bless others. Tonight, our topic for the week is blessed to bless others. And the scripture is going to be from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, beginning at 6. As soon as some of this noise is stopped, there's also an echo. Okay. anyway, we thank God for the scripture again, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, beginning at verse 6 through verse 15. I won't, I don't think I'll read all of that, but I do want to read a little bit of it. Again, the topic is blessed to bless others. But the scripture say, but this I say, which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth his heart, so let him feel, not grudgingly or of necessity. God loveth a cheerful giver. And I'm going to stop right there for Nana. Mojo may go back and pick up some, you know, read some more of it in a little bit. But we're talking about we're blessed, and, you know, God has given every believer a gift. And our gift is to be used to be a blessing to others in the body of Christ. And when I was talking about sparingly, it doesn't matter whether we're using with it. And the thing I've talked about in before also is that we give of our time, our talent, and our treasures or our resources. And the scripture, as I was reading it, said, if you sow sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly also. I don't think we all apply that always to the talents and the gifts that we do. Most of the time, and we apply that, it has to do with finances. Well, that finances is a part of the giving that you do also, but it means everything that we do that is supposed to be to bring glory unto the Lord, and we're not supposed to do it sparingly. Because, and if we do things sparingly, so just a little bit, then that's what's going to come back to us. But God has promised us the blessing for us would be 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, but it's going to be the condition of our heart. And most of the time, if our heart is not right when it comes to giving, then we cannot give as God have ordained it to be so. So when we in the right frame of mind, then we're able to flow in the anointing and do it God's way, which is if he say to give a day of our time to help somebody, you know, babysit, sit the elderly, work for somebody that, you know, maybe shut in, whatever it is, we in the right frame, we're going to do it the way he said do it. And in so doing, then the promise of God is going to come back to us in a bountiful way, but we have to realize that it's up to us to always think. I would say like God thinks. You know, we have the Word gives us His instructions and His plan, but we read the Word and then we'll be able to follow. And pray, and be able to follow his instructions. So tonight, when we're blessed, and many times, he blessed us with an abundance. But instead of us freely giving, we hold on. Like if we turn this a loose nut, nothing else will come in. But it's just the reverse. It's just the opposite. When we have to turn loose what we have to get what God has promised us, and it doesn't need to be, but we don't need to be stingy with it. Like I say, whether it's our time or whether it's the gift that we have of intercession, which is to pray for others, and or whether it's the finance that he blessed us with, whatever he is required of us, then we need to do it and do it freely and do it with a joyful heart, not expecting anything in return. When you go out and somebody needs you to take them to the grocery store or whatever, and that's requiring your time and your ability to do so, to drive, to, you know, you have the vehicle, whatever, and you give your time and your talent And but don't do it expecting this person to give you something in return. Because if we when we do that, we have our reward already. But we're supposed to give, not expecting things in return. And then and when that when we do it that way, then that so that God is the one that gives us the increase. And when he gives it to us, a scripture in Luke 6:38, I believe it is, they say that when we give, he will give back to us, pressed down, shaken together, and running over when he calls men to give us. Now, you know, God he always is operating through those that are walking obedient that are his. The believers that belong to the Lord walk in obedience. That's how the blessing is passed from one to another. And I know you've heard that term, pay it forward. Many times that happens when somebody just bless you that don't know you. And then it's, well, you know, they're not expecting anything in return, but it's like they may say just pay it forward. If you at a restaurant or even going through the fast food place, and sometimes it has happened where somebody in front of you will pay for the your bill, and when you get to the window, the person will say, the one on that card just scored out, already taken care of it. Well, they don't know you, so they can't expect you to give them anything in return. And that doing that with an open heart opens the door so that God can pour blessing into them, because they need know that they will willingly bless somebody without expecting things of anything to come back to them. But when he blesses us, whatever it is, whether it's somebody to donate their time to help us with something, or whether they donate their gift or their ability, you know, if they're a high tech person and they may come and help you do something, you know, on your with your electric equipment and stuff, or fix something that you don't know how to do, then that you use that gift of what God does is have some. A person to come back and bless you as you bless somebody else. If God himself is not coming back down here to bless us, bring us, there ain't gonna be no raining money out the sky. It is not gonna be, you know, all that stuff that you sometimes not hear people say that they believe God's gonna do. Because when you read the scripture, it says that God finished his work on the sixth day, and the seventh day he rested. And when God finished his, he went back to heaven, where it said he now is on the throne. He's on his throne in heaven. And then Jesus came. But when he went to the cross, he said, it is finished. He completed what he came for. And he's at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. So neither one of them is coming back. We're going to see them come to do nothing. But they are going to bless us through other people when we walk in obedience to God's plan. And the only way we can know what God's plan is when we read God's word, and when we seek his face in prayer, and when we talk to him and then be still and let God talk back to us, we will know what it is he requires of us, because he said, as Jesus said, he was going back so the comforter could come, and the comforter is the Holy Spirit. Now the Holy Spirit is here, and the scripture says that it will guide us in all truth. So what we need now is to go into our secret place and talk to, it said we are to talk to the Father. But what we ask for the Father to do in Jesus' name, then the Holy Spirit is assigned to do it. And you don't have to try to understand all of it at one time. Just seek to obey God, and he will direct our path. He says so in Proverbs. It says, when we lean not to our own understanding, but we seek trust him with our whole heart, he will order our steps and lead us in the direction we need to go. Now, that's not verbatim for scripture, but you know, I would love to encourage you to go read for yourself, because a lot of times I think that's one of the reasons we don't know what God's will is, because we're not reading and studying the word ourselves. We're just receiving what we hear, and I don't find that to be enough to help me know what the will of God is. just by the, what I hear somebody else say. But when I get in the Word myself and I study the Word, and that's what the Scripture tells us to do, is to study the Word to show ourselves approved. We don't study the Bible for debate. We don't study the Bible to show somebody how much we know or to argue about what the Scriptures say. But we're supposed to study it to, that we can show ourselves approved, that we know what the Word say, and we're able to follow God's instructions. And when we do so, then we will walk up right before Him, and we will be a blessing to those that He says. And if He tells us to bless them and then someone, we don't have to know them. And all we need to know is what is God telling us to do, and do it. And the Scripture talks about being very careful about how you entertain strangers, because angels are aware. And in case you don't believe there are angels, then you, that means you don't believe the Word either. But when you, it will be most of the time He will send you to somebody that you don't know until you learn how to walk in His will and be obedient for the using your gift to bless, because the body of Christ, the total body of Christ, is what is connected, and that's who we are supposed to bless, but also to those that He and the whole body. We don't know the whole body. We don't know all the believers, so we don't know them all. But we're supposed to obey God and bless whenever God send us to somebody. And the other thing we need to learn is whatever God say, do it. Not try to figure it out, understand it, but just do it. Because if He said it, it will come to pass. I'm a living witness. If God tell you to do something, I don't care how impossible it looked when He said it. If you trust God, and you say, God, I don't understand this, but I trust You. All you have to do is when He say turn left, turn left. And when you say go straight ahead, and don't look to the left, not to the right, do that. But that, and in doing so, you're going to end up where you're supposed to be, doing what you're supposed to do, and it will always be a blessing to somebody, and glory and to the Father. And that's what He wants us to learn to do more of, is to do that which glorify Him. And I believe the Scripture said that we're supposed to, all that we do, we're supposed to do it as unto the Lord. So it's like, you may not think very highly of me, so if he tell you to do something for me, because of the way you feel toward me, you may not do it, in a way that will be looked upon as special. But if you obey God, He want you to do it the way He want it done. Whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord. So if I'm going to do something for you, then no matter how I see you or view you or feel towards you, I need to go at it with my whole heart as if I was doing it unto the Lord. That's what the Word say, and that brings the peace and the joy that is unspeakable, because that will be the measure in which He will give you back the blessing that He promised you, is when you do it that way. And be it finances, and I'm telling you, sometimes we really hold back up when it comes to want, the Lord is leading us but if we don't sow no seed, if we don't sow no time, then we can't have the adequate amount of time that we need. And when we don't use the gift that He's given us, that He was given to us for the body, but for the benefit of the body of Christ, to bring the body of Christ into that perfect place, where everybody is believing by faith that God is saying, who He said He is. And so same thing with our finance. If you're not willing to sow your financial seeds, then how can there be a financial harvest? Because if you sow a tomato seed out there, what you're going to get back is not going to be cucumbers, it's going to be tomatoes. So, and same way as it is in the natural, so it is in the spirit realm. But it seems like it's hard for us to grasp that, So whatever we need in the natural, then we need to sow.
I know. I'm gonna hopefully I can plant my little tomato plants tomorrow.
Whatever we need in the spirit realm, or even in the natural, there have to be some seeds sown so that we can obtain what it is that we're needing the Lord to do for us. So, freely, when it comes to your finances, just like you would your time or your gift, you know, the spiritual gift that God has given you, or the talents that He has possessed. Allowed you to have. Just give it freely with your whole heart, and then watch God just increase what He gives to you, and you will have, the more you give of yourself, time, talent, and resources, the more you're going to have to give. You will be able to operate out of the overflow, or the abundance of the overflow that's in your life, and that is a place of joy that only God can bring us to. And He can only bring us to it when we operate in obedience to what He's telling us in the Word. So bless others. Look, ask God, pray, and even ask Him to show you how you can be a blessing to somebody. You know, and you don't have to name who you want to bless or just bless who you want to bless. Ask God to show you who He would have you to bless so that there would be an open door. And the reward can be His promise to give back men greatly, 30-fold, 60-fold, or 100-fold. But you give with a teaspoon, and 100 teaspoonful is not going to be very much. But if you give with a dump truck full, and 100 dump truck, it's going to be an overflow of abundance that you need to give. And so tonight, think about how and you can, begin to give yourself, and the Lord will direct you to whom and what it is that He would have you to do. And it will make a difference in your life and the life of those that He sent you to. Yeah. Again, we are blessed to be a blessing. Go bless and read the scripture. Second Corinthians 9:6-15, and all the reference scriptures that go with that, and let God bless you beyond measures.
Proverbs 3:5-6, 5-6.
Proverbs 3:5-6. Yeah, that's the one He said, "Lean not to your own understanding."
Thank you,
Jesus.
Yes.
Okay, back to you, Robert.
Brother Robert, could I say something to Mother Richardson before I don't want to interrupt, but this is a street. I was at the grocery store today, Sister Richardson, as you was talking about sowing seeds. I was at the grocery store, and when I got ready to pay for my groceries, she told me how much it was. And then she said, "Do you want to give something to feed the needy?" And I said, "No, not today." And time I said, "No, not today," something hit. And I said, "Yes, go ahead." It was $5 that she was asking. I said, "Yes, go ahead and take it." I said, "Because we're always out asking for donations to help people that are in need. So if I'd have shut up my vows of compassion, no matter how much it was or was not, God would shut up His vows of compassion on me."
And it's an open door to receive from the Lord. So I know that you won't feel like I was stepping on your toes tonight, huh?
Yes, I had to tell you, God will be right there in line. I said, the time I said it, I said, something hit.
I lost connection for a minute there.
Okay, it's back in your hand.
Okay. Okay, our 30 seconds. We've already done it. As glory as ever.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm going to be reading from Psalm 100.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. I read Psalms 100 in time.
Yes, this is Lorraine. I just want to thank everyone for your prayers. My surgery went well, and I'm seeing very well. I'm seeing without glasses, so that's, you know, that's a plus for me. Also, for my brother, he was released from the hospital on yesterday. He's in the rehab center up on Sunnybrook Road, and when I spoke with his wife today, she said he was doing a lot better. So just continue to keep him in your prayers.
Praise God.
Holder.
Yes, Lord.
Good evening.
I would just like to share, this is Tina. I would just like to share something that occurred on today in my classroom at the end of the day. One of my students, she wasn't having a good day. She felt bad because all of her classmates, her peers had cell phones and she didn't. So she and I, long story short, had a conversation, and of course, thank God, I was able to give her a smile. And at the end of class, she came to me and she said, "Miss Straw, can I sing a song to you before I leave?" And I said, "Sure, baby." So I just waited until everyone left, because kids can be mean, and I didn't want that moment to be a bad moment. So after everyone left, I had her to stay, and she sang the song, I believe it's by Leandria. And that baby, I tell you, with every bad note was a good note. She sang to the top of her lungs, "Better Days." And I tell you, I couldn't keep myself together.
Praise the Lord.
I know it was God that used her. Even in her feeling bad today, God touched her. It had to be God. It wasn't nobody but God. To sing that song to me, just to minister to me in song. And I thank God for that baby. I want y'all to pray for that baby. Her name is LeAsia Haynes. Please pray for her. Because when I tell you she blessed me on today with better days are coming, I again thank God for her.
Praise the Lord. Yes. Amen.
No, amen.
Praise God, yeah.
Yes, this is Francis Clark. I would like for y'all to remember me in prayer on Tuesday. I have to go for about so please remember me in prayer.
Yes, okay.
And then Carolyn, please remember me in prayer. I got to go have two teeth pulled. When it comes to pain, I'm just a big baby.
Okay. You ready for new update? We'll go right into roll call.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
If there's illness, there were 36 people on the line last week, and we thank God for each and every one. At this time, we're going to roll call. Liam McKee, here. Yeah. Dennis and Sandy.
Here.
Yeah. Richard and Willamette. Janet. Annie.
Yeah.
Boy,
Here.
Reverend Matt.
Here.
Pastor Burwell.
Here.
Gracie. Sandra.
Here.
Linda.
Here.
Deborah Brack.
Here.
Linda. Barbara.
Here.
Deborah Jackson.
Here.
Linda Simpson is on the line.
Thank you.
Deborah Jackson here.
Lorraine. And Carol. Chris and Dorothy.
Here.
Here.
Josephine.
Here.
Carolyn.
Here.
Charlotte.
Here.
Renee. Angela.
Here.
Darius. Cynthia. Tim.
Here.
Tina Strong.
Here.
Didn't hear that, Nichelle.
Fonda. Miss Jessie.
Here.
Francis.
Here.
Michael. Tanya White. Fran.
Here.
Valencia.
Here.
Lorraine.
Jones here.
Okay, thank you. Lisa.
Here.
Did I miss one?
I think you said Mari, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Here.
I didn't hear you call Charles' name.
I don't think so either.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Anyone else?
Here.
Thank you. Okay. Anyone else? Did I miss anyone else?
Someone has a phone line open and people don't mute their phones. And it makes it difficult to hear the whole lesson as well as when you're doing the attendance. It's really difficult to hear.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right.
Really?
Hey, Aunt Michelle. Can you add Kamari, please?
Kamari?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
I have him. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay, back to you, Uncle Rob.
Okay, thank you, Michelle. Next week, our opening prayer will be done by Minister Street. And it will be by Tina Straw. Okay.
Okay.
And the next thing we can smell will pass the very well for our closing prayer.
Most precious Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for what has been done and what has been said tonight, God, through our teacher. Lord, we bound any demon that try to come up against the word of God. We thank you for what you have done for us this far. We thank you, God, for hearing the word. God, we want to apply it to our life, Jesus. We thank you in advance because we know it brings us life, God. Oh, God, and give us strength, God, and help us through each and every day. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for our teacher, God. Continue to renew her strength, God. Continue to use her, God. Lord, we ask for wisdom. We thank you for the wisdom tonight, telling us to have a giving spirit, God, that we give and we can receive back from you. Oh, God, our time, oh, God, and our finance, we thank you for enlightening us more to give and more to do, God, for others, help others, open our bowels of compassion up, Lord. I thank you for everything that you've done tonight. We thank you for everyone that's on the line. God, continue to bless them and use them for your glory. Lord, and whatever their needs are tonight, God, supply them, God, and bless them, God. Spiritually and financially. Bless everyone, God. If they're sick, God, heal their body, God. Heal their mind, God. Let them know that you will return back according to your word. You're coming back for each and every one of us, God. Lord, I thank you for in advance. God, we thank you right now tonight, God. Search our soul. Lord, if you find anything that's not right, anything wicked, God, Lord, move it out, God, and strengthen us. Give us a clean heart, God. We don't want to take for granted, God. We don't want to think that we got it right. We want to know for sure, God, that we got it right with you. I thank you today, God, for giving us another chance, another opportunity to search our heart, God. I thank you for that, God. Help us to continue to put you first, God. Oh, God, and serve you with our whole heart, God. Lord, I thank you for your word tonight, Lord. I thank you for all the requests tonight. Lord, I ask you to remember Sister Francis, God. Oh, God, and her request, God, throughout the biopsy, God. I know that you can be with her, God. You can guide her, God. Guide the doctors. Oh, God, and whatever that will come out, God, let it be done right, God. We thank you, God. We know that you don't make any mistake, God. You're too wise to make a mistake, and you're too just to do anything wrong. God, I thank you for the young lady, God, designing a phone, God. Lord, you know what's hindering that situation. God, work it out for her, God. You promised to give her the desire of her heart, God. Lord, I know that you are able to do it. It's nothing too hard for you. God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Lorraine's surgery on her eye, God. Continue, God, to open that eye. Clear it up, Lord, that she can see, God. Lord, I thank you right now. You've healed many in the Bible. You said, by your stripes, we are healed, God. We know that you are healed, God. And I thank you for it in advance, God. Lord, thank you for Carolyn, God, as she's going for her tooth, God. Lord, I ask you right now to work that out, God. Numb those pain, God. Let her know that fear, cast out all fear, God. Lord, let her know that you're with her, God. Through and out, oh, God, any situation, God. You said all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Lord, we thank you tonight for Robin, Portia, God. Oh, God, each and every one, God. Lord, Lorraine, Jesus, continue to lift us up, Jesus. I thank you tonight for this Bible study, God. I thank you for all that you've done for our family. Keep our family together. Keep us united in love, God. Lord, and I thank you tonight as we depart tonight. Watch over us even in our sleep, God. Make it sweet, Lord. Give us a good night rest, Lord. I thank you for everyone. I thank you for what you're doing. We bound the devil, God. We tread over the enemy, God. We lift you up, God. You said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me, God. God, we want to lift you up tonight. We thank you in advance, God, for what you're going to do, God. I appreciate you being with us, God. And I thank you for your word. God said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, my strength and my redeemer. Lord, I thank you, and I ask in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We look forward to
seeing you
back next week.
All right.